am, or?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Eddie Levitin from the Alliance of Intellectual Property. It's a pleasure to be at the Trading Standards Conference again. It's about my 9th or 10th year here. And what's great as well is the sense of positivity from people in Trading Standards, in CTSI, particularly with this IP strategy, which they're developing. And the Alliance for IP has members across a whole range of intellectual property, from brands and trademarks through to copyright, enforcement bodies, and rights collecting societies as well. But what we all believe in is that, passionately, is that IP needs protecting and enforcing. And that can take a whole range of, across a whole range of different measures. So that also means disruption and deterrent. But crucially, trading standards are a really important part of that picture at a local level. And the government agenda for innovation and growth, so creating jobs, helping small businesses and startups develop across the UK, means that actually IP protection is even more important, because actually if you're by doing IP protection enforcement, you're enabling those businesses to grow and not being stifled by criminal activity. Because criminal activity harms local businesses, it harms local communities, it drives down investment and jobs, and ultimately it impacts on everybody living in the UK.